understand how things are up here.
So now,
you have to understand how things are up here.
You know who it is. It's your boy, M.I. Corleone, government name, Michael Curran. I don't care who knows. Whack 100. You're whack. And you like 100. And I don't even come at old people. Shout out my man, what's his name? Trey Lope. And from the East Siders. What's my Goldie Lope and the other boy? What's my man? Trey D. Real ones from out there in the West. Shout out to them.
You have to understand how
we're gonna get into a little bit of this Suge Knight interview.
You have to understand how things are.
He just came out with something. We're not even going to go in too much on Joe Budden, because what do we expect from him? Like, really? That mace, let's just be honest, man. That mace, you know, it's mid. That mace comeback is mid. When we going to start being honest with ourselves, man? People really, really be hyping up, like, mid. Y'all hyped up to J. Cole this song. Come on, man. Y'all really hyped that up. Like, y'all thought it was really, really like that. Now, I want to say, I don't know if I take this out. You know what it is. That's a good question. I'm actually there in life right now, come to think of that, after just coming up and earning the highest amount of life savings I ever had, and having to take care of mom, both of us having little to no income during this time. I didn't know the reason at the time, and God revealed to me a year later that was a year of that he gave to me to spend with her. So I try not to look at financial things as being rich and being because, you know, Joe's saying that with, and, you know, salute to but he's saying that with his mom and dad still around, all his children still around. When you look at things like Wallow and Gilly, and like, why did that have to happen to Gilly's son? And, you know, you start to look at things that happen in the hood, and you're like, why? Why is this happening to me? And it don't happen in these little chunks. Six years, he said. And I guess that's about what it took him. For those that listened to the first segment, I told you, I'm going to do a documentary going and looking at his come up. And pause and just showing people the drug addiction, him getting off of the drugs. I mean, it's actually an inspiring story, you want to be honest, because I mean, you look at some of the stuff he did, getting accused of beating on women, and just a lot of stuff. And shout out to Harry. Who else? Shout out to, what's shorty name? Kayla. What's the other shorty name? Esther. Esther Best. Shout out to her. Joe has some bit. Shout out Gloria Velez. Shout out all the little chicks up Dyke. Shout out Ransom, Paul. Yeah, but while we there, shout out the whole A-team, man. RIP Stats. And shout out the whole On Top. Whatever Nitty, you know. And if you know that situation, and you know why Joe is putting Queen Slip in the forefront in that whole situation. But let it be known, it's a favor. That's why you see Queen Slip right now hurrying up, getting his channel together, because Joe ain't signing him for another year for what Flip thinks he's worth. And Flip wants to go out there on the market and see what he's worth, pause. You better take another one of them half a mils or 300 off of Joe and relax. Invest that a little bit more. Hey, turn that 5-year plan into a 6-year plan. Sometimes it gotta go down like a plane crash. You gotta go down to come back up. Pause. Flip, I know you just disrespected me on your comments, but all I said was that Drewski had the Asian dude that always been on your podcast on his show. So you caught feelings like a fat piece of Ninja Turtle looking motherfucker. You ugly, fake Drewski, wish you dodge your hair, blonde first looking ass, son's your bodyguard looking ass. If you don't get the fuck out of here, we can throw the fade whenever you want it, dog. I'm tired of people acting like white boys and sweet in hip hop. Well, y'all found one. South Philly's finest, Philly's finest. Y'all really found one. Cause ain't nothing sweet but the swishes. Tell me. And to everybody else who thinks it's sweet, Rick Ross talking all this white boy, white boy. I don't care. That's your man's. Correct him. Your OG, correct him. Ain't gonna have nobody sitting here disrespecting. I'm Irish, first of all. I don't even know what white is. Irish. Let's get it corrected. Don't neglect it or disrespect it. That's like calling a Haitian black. They don't respect it and they don't accept it. And coming from you, they damn sure don't respect it. CO, that's why I took off the fucking C. Content by the kilo.live. You was a sea off, trying to survive. I'm out on that note. Part 3 coming soon. You know, content by the kilo. .live/tips. We need all these donations, man. I do this for free. Let's go. You know.
You have to understand how things are up here.
What's going on, good people? You know who it is. It's your boy, M.I. Corleone. Beats by the Kilo. At Beats by the Kilo. On all social media platforms. The Learn As You Grow podcast. On all streaming platforms. Better get a gun pop for that. One time. Two times. Three times. And content by the kilo dot live. That's content with a K. You don't want the spray to rub the C, cause these dudes can't see me. And shout out to everybody that's been listening. We about to pass over 60,000 views. Ain't even putting out episodes, so. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. So, let's get it like this. This is how we gonna talk about this. This boy Joe Budden. I've been watching this guy for a minute now. He been doing his thing. When I was on parole in Jersey, it just so happened that it lined up with one of his albums called Halfway House that they were selling in Atlantic City. And back then they were selling CDs 5 for $20, and I needed the 5th CD, and I seen that Halfway House, and I was impressed by Joe Budden's first debut album. He has some songs on there that I really rocked with. So, as he was doing the whole Chair 201 thing with Tahiri and all that, and going through with Ransom and Saigon and The Game and Prodigy, and he was going through all his rap beefs, pause, and going at it with 50. I seen him through his whole come up. And this is somebody who I'm proud to call an elder statesman in the hip hop community, because I know where he came from being broke with nothing. To being on drugs, to just being where he's at now, on top of the pot. You can ask anybody I know who comes to me about a podcast, I'll tell them, study what Joe Budden did. If you ain't see his come up, try to go back and look at it, and you'll understand the podcast game. And I'm gonna give him his applause. But Hold up. We ain't doing no dick riding over here. Pause. All right, get the fuck off me, Joe. We ain't doing all that. All right. Now, Jersey City and Philly is not too far away. About an hour and a half away. Now, I once too had a drug problem, so I know his mom's big into the community over there. And by over there, I mean, what's that called? Jersey City, you know, that whole fake little New York thing they got going on over there. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. But all I see is violence, 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 violence. And then I look at these podcasts, and all I see is whole shit and dick riding. Dick riding the next celebrity that got a fight, the next one that got a game, the next one is writing a book, next one is doing a press conference. It's a whole bunch of dick riding. When's somebody gonna man the fuck up? When's somebody gonna put a microphone pause in front of my song and not expecting to spit 100 bars to make it fucking make sense and rhyme at the same time? Come on, man. Papoose, where you at? I mean, because these older, man, they making us look like bozos. I don't care what nobody, man. I'm taking shots. Whack 100, you are not an authority of hip-hop. Birdman, you are not an authority of hip-hop. Diddy, you are not an authority of hip-hop. Jay-Z, you do not stand for the elder statesman of hip-hop. KRS-One, where you at? Joe Budden, you do not stand for the elder statesman of hip-hop. If anything, ICE stands for Parks. You stand for the elder statesman of hip-hop. Have it. Just Blaze. Alchemist. We need all, everybody, guns up. Nori, you do not stand for hip-hop. We do not want you as a leader. DJ EFM, we never heard of you. We do not know you. If you did not exist on that podcast, nobody would notice. I hate to break it to you, fam. It is what it is. Khaled, we tired of all this kumbaya shit. We don't know where you live at. But where we live at, this will be here all night. We don't know if it's fireworks or gunshot. Birdman. Nah, not even Birdman. What's the Rick Ross? When he died, man. That's why, what's the name, got an endorsement deal with him now? The Wayne Company. When he die, he gonna have, like, what, he gonna garnish them, like, 17 thighs, 45 wings. Because they feeding that slop over there. They feeding, I don't know, allegedly. They feeding that slop. Nobody eat them wings. I don't even know what the wing shop is called. What's the wing store called? That's your Weaker Than Clock radio speaker. Shout out to Jizza. Elder Statesman. Hip-hop. Method Man. Elder Statesman of hip-hop. Redman, where you at? Dre. You know, Snoop, we love you, but you on too West Coast. It's too political. And just do your thing with Danny Boy and all that and fall back and do what you do. But Joe, Mano. What's up, Mano? What's up? Yeah, y'all. Uncle Murder, where you at? We need people talking about this front line. We don't need people in the back end talking about Drake and Kendrick and what they're going to do next. The dumbass bars ain't going to do nothing. Come on, man. That man Drake got pissed on. Come on, man. How you come back and rap from that after you get smacked by Diddy? Now, everybody got to get smacked once in a while. It is what it is. Especially if you do something fat. But Diddy, you wasn't going to do nothing to that 0 to 100 beat. Let's just be honest. Let's be honest. If I die for this, I die for this. And the crazy thing is, you talking culture vultures, the only people really fighting is the people that they call it. Dame Dash, where you at? Ain't you not my elder statement. You drunk. Got new teeth, now you want to clown everybody with... Man. I know too many dudes like you, man. Especially old heads that still trying to keep up just like you. Instead of just putting the ball down. Admitting where you at in life. Admitting where you been in life. Not trying to skip over certain parts in life. You still talking about Jay-Z? How long has it been? Dang. What's up? Content by the Kilo Dot Live. That's content with a K. Y'all want to spray. Took up to see these dudes. Can't see me. Styles P. You are an elder statesman. Where are you? Your voice is heavily needed. Kiss. Fab. Fab. Beans. Yay, just talk. We don't care. Take your Adderall and talk. We don't care. We know what the fuck you're trying to say. A lot of people try to misconstrue words, but we know what he really trying to say. And we know the information can get twisted around and people can learn wrong information and then correct it later on. We ain't got to hold them to Christ-like standards. Come on, man. These people is artists and entertainers at the end of the day. They clothing designers at the end of the day. Why are you holding these people to the... Nobody ain't even holding the Pope to these standards. Nobody ain't even holding the Honorable Farrakhan to these standards. Shout out to both of them. I don't know neither of them. So I'm not going to speak on neither of them. Nobody ain't even holding Trump, Joe Biden, nobody to these standards. But you holding rappers to these standards. All I'm saying is Trump isn't going to be the one fighting for the inner city population. Biden isn't going to be fighting for the inner city population. They're going to be somewhere in Air Force One, Air Force Two, flying around. And, it's funny, right? It's funny. People need to wake up. Part two. Let's talk about it. People really need to wake up. Part two. I'm going to get into what's going on over there in Ukraine, Taiwan. Get into some of this financial, You ain't know I do economics. Anybody that needs brand consultant, or if you need any work done and you feel as though I'm the one that can do it, hit me up directly. Email me at michaelkeren29@yahoo.com. That's michaelkeren29@yahoo.com. Getting the content by the kilo dot live at Beats by the Kilo. I remember me and my uncle's I'm gonna say my cousin Danny. Shout out Danny. You know who you are. My homie, this is a young boy. It was me and him, and I stole the tape from my sister when she went out to go play. And this is when my dad was still living with me. Somehow I was down that house, down my grandma's old house where she lived. And when she died, my uncles stayed there. And my Uncle Richie stayed there. And I remember just rewinding it and just nonstop listening to that. And then the next thing I remember is my sister always having the house, because now we would go to my dad's on the weekends, but my dad would be working all week. He's trying to party on the weekends. You know, my mom got a new dude. He's trying to bag something. Like, he's trying to throw it in her face. You know what I mean? He's getting the bread, but he never got into a real relationship after that. And I wonder if that trickles down to me. You hear my story? I'm 37, no kids. Been in relationships and learned a lot. But within this last little bit of time, I just been focused on me so much to where as though it'd be selfish for me at that point. Anyway, to be in a relationship like from 2018, even 17 to 2000 to right now. Right now, I'm finally kind of where I would want to be, getting into a relationship as far as financially, as far as what I'm building, as far as all the businesses I got from the printing company to the media company. I just throw everything at the wall and see how it's going to stick. And to the music, I can't wait to put it out, but that's a whole nother story. Now, my dad wanted to go out on the weekends, so my sister is 14, 15, he's paying her to watch me, so
She's bringing all her girlfriends over. I'm allowed to have a couple friends over. And, you know, there is a house party out of nowhere. And the whole 29th Street is in there. And, you know, this is around 92, 93, when Snoop and Dre came out with the Chronic. I remember Nothing But a G thing came out on the box, on the video, and it'd just play all day long. But I remember that I liked Eazy-E, the Real Compton City G's. I liked that better. I would say the real version, but, you know, I don't want to even mess with YouTube or nothing. I'm trying to stop cursing anyway. But, yeah, I liked Eazy-E better at that time. But then the Chronic album came out, and it was a whole different story. I liked Eazy because I had the Bone Thugs tape. My sister had the Bone Thugs tape. If anybody remembers the first Bone Thugs in Harmony tape, with For the Love of Money, before the Crossroads came out. This was years before the Crossroads came out. For the Love of Money, and you know, what's the other John? Oh man, whatever. I can't even think. My mind's going blank. But I remember just listening to the Chronic, and I was 8 years old, and being so young, I knew that I was going to smoke weed before I even ever smoked weed. Just by my sister and them smoking, and, you know, I just watching that, watching Snoop and Dre and listening to it, listening to the dub sack, pyramid skit and all that, like, it was something that I knew I was going to do, just like a lot of people at that time who were of age were influenced to start smoking weed. And a lot of people got locked up, and a lot of people started smoking weed, then they start smoking crack and or doing whatever, popping pills. And then I started to get older. Seventh grade, I'm still in Jersey going to school. My mom finally got her own apartment at that time. Now, I found out where I can get weed at, right around the corner. So now I'm 13, spending all my money on weed. It was crazy. And my dad, I guess, was such in a blur while I was there, as far as going out on the weekends. And because he'd pick us up right after school on Friday and bring us home, you know, Monday morning, drop us off at school or whatever, and in Jersey. And he would drink Friday night and Saturday night, and Sunday night would be our, like, chill night. So a lot of time for me was spent, even Sundays a lot, he would drink during football season. And they had a private club called the Arcadia Club on 28th and Dickinson, members only club. And I used to be in there with my dad, and I would be watching them play pool. Or I thought that was normal, like kids being in the bar. I really thought that was normal. It was when, like, I got my 20s that I realized, like, yo, that's not normal. a kid shouldn't be in the bar all the time. Not knocking my pop. I love my pop. Bad choice. Cause I'm watching them go and smoke in the back and all that, you know. And it's just, I was seeing everything that was going on from people taking bets to just everything that was going on. To who the crackheads in the streets were. Like, I knew too much, too early. And I wasn't trained properly to know all this and be out there with the lions and all that, you know. A lot of people, see, like, my mom wasn't there, so it would be my pop at the bars, no guidance, just, like, out there. And, you know, a lot of people had their moms or whatever, and they kind of have them on a leash. I didn't have no leash. When people say off the porch, I don't remember ever being, I do. When I was playing, like, Ghostbusters and all that around that time, when Ghostbusters came out, I was born 85, and around the time Ghostbusters was slamming, that's the time where I had to be on the porch. But after that, probably like 6, 7, nah, I was off the porch, and around the corner. Crazy stuff. Going to University of Penn, I thought at that time was just a place where you go and rob people. That's what I thought. As crazy as it seems, I thought that was a place where you go and rob bikes, and rob, like, the football players while they were practicing and stuff of that nature. And because this is what the kids around the neighborhood that I was growing with were doing.